I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Dan Blondo with the Eagle Mind. We got an update on a series of community conversations they're going to be hosting very soon, as well as the latest with production at the mine and the mill in Marquette County. Here's more with Dan Blondo.
In the next couple of weeks, we'll have a series of community conversations, what they're calling them. As you guys know, we've been having forums for about the past 4 years now, and we started operations last fall. So at the last time we had the forums, we asked folks, now that we're in operations, do you still want us coming out and talking to you? And overwhelmingly, people said, yeah, we want you to come out. We want to still know what's going on, but maybe not in the same way. We don't need the 20-year history of the mine. We just want to know what's going on currently and what you have coming up.
And you've kind of taken a different approach with these meetings in terms of their format. Tell us about what's in the works.
Yeah, so each session will last about an hour and a half. We'll just give a quick 5-10 minute update. Here's where we've been, or here's where we've gotten to since last time we came out, jobs, production wise. And then we'll just have folks from the mine, the mill, safety, environment, just kind of milling about and talking about what's going on at the mine and anyone's questions they might have.
So why the slight change in the format? You still want to be able to get the information out to people, but you are doing it a little bit differently. Why did you guys decide to do that?
We just wanted to keep it a little more informal, a little more casual. Like I said, the folks that we've talked to want to have us keep coming out, but maybe not necessarily the same format. And this just gives us a little more personal feel. You know, we can just sit down, we'll have appetizers, people can just relax and ask questions and just kind of chit chat.
How important do you think it is to have this kind of informal kind of discussion?
You know, I think it's very important to have this kind of informal discussion. It lets people be a little more relaxed, a little more open. It's like it'll be more like a couple of friends sitting around a table chit chatting about the mine.
Well, what is the schedule? What have you got coming up? I know they start up pretty soon here. What's happening, when and where?
So we have our first one on Monday, May 11th at the 41 Steakhouse. Then we go to Wednesday, May 13th at the Virilina Marquette. Next week, Monday, May 18th, Mishigami Township Hall. And then Tuesday, May 19th at the Thunder Bay Inn. And all of those will be from 6 to 7:30 p.m.
Okay, so that'll be a chance for folks to come out and chat with you about that. How are things going now that production is underway at the mine?
Well, things have gone very well. We're ahead of expectations for production. Pretty good safety numbers, good environmental numbers. So everything's been better than expected for sure.
Off to a recently or a relatively good start then with that. What are some of the latest things that are being done there? I mean, how are the production numbers are looking good? I know you had your first quarter results. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, our first quarter results were better than expected as well for both copper and nickel production. Our grades were above what we'd thought. Our throughput at the mill was better than expected, and that's mostly because of our team. We just got a really good group of people at both the mine and the mill. And then we continue with exploration. So we're doing drilling underground at the Eagle Mine, plus near the ore body itself.
Dan Blondo in the studio with us this morning from Eagle Mine. We are talking about the upcoming community conversations. We'll give you the schedule of those again in just a moment and how you can take part. But production underway now at the Eagle Mine and also at the mill. And how are things working out at the mill for everybody?
Mill is great. Mill is hopping. We got train cars coming in and out. You might see them as you're driving east and west on US 41. They're the black cars with the white caps on them. Those have our nickel and copper concentrate in them, or they're coming back to get more. But the mill is operating 24/7. A lot of folks out there working hard, so things are going well.
When you look at the ore body that we're talking about here, how does it compare with others perhaps in the country or in some other regions that you would be getting a similar product, the nickel and the copper?
So our ore body is pretty unique. It's a very high-grade, dense ore body. It's about 6 acres in size to try to give you some kind of idea of the size of it. But percentage-wise, you know, we're mining at 3.5 to 6% nickel and copper, where a lot of mines out west, per se, especially the open pits, you're going to find something that's 0.3%, somewhere around. Mm-hmm. So it's a very dense, very high-grade, unique deposit.
Well, again, you've got these what we used to call community forums. Now you're taking a different approach with them, a community conversation coming up. You've got them in various locations. Give everybody again the details of when and where.
Yeah, so we'll be kicking things off Monday, May 11th at the 41 Steakhouse out in Champion. Wednesday, May 13th at the Virilina Marquette. Monday, May 18th, Mishigami Township Hall. And then we'll be wrapping up Tuesday, May 19th at the Thunder Bay Inn up in Big Bay. All of those are 6 to 7:30 p.m. We'll have some appetizers and a bunch of folks from the mine of the mill.
What would you tell folks that are thinking about coming out? I mean, what can they expect? I know you've had these community forums before where you're kind of informational, sort of almost overload. If those come out, what can they expect to find out?
Well, I'd say come with an open mind. You know, if you're not familiar with the project, the mine or the mill, we're happy to give you a complete history download. If you're just interested in a particular point, I'm happy to answer questions on that. So just very casual, laid back, looking for people to come out and chit chat.
Well, the other thing is you've also got a website and you've got the information office downtown. How can folks access all of that?
So if they need information on the conversations themselves, they can call us at 906-273-1550. We also have our website, www.eaglemine.com, and we're also on Facebook.
That's the comments of Dan Blondo with the Eagle Mine. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.